You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Adani Group has released a media statement which condemned the renewed attempt by the Financial Times and its collaborators to rehash old and baseless allegations to tarnish the name and standing of the Adani Group. The conglomerate said, quote, "This is part of their extended campaign to advance vested interests under the guise of public interest," unquote. Adani Group in a statement further added, quote, "Continuing their relentless campaign, the next attack is being fronted by Dan McCrum of the Financial Times, who jointly with the OCCRP put out a false narrative against the Adani Group on 31st August 2023. The OCCRP is funded by George Soros, who has openly declared his hostility against the Adani Group," unquote. In some more industrial news, Indian household spending is expected to rise for 53% of families surveyed by Axis My India, though it highlighted a nuanced 2% dip from the last month. Axis My India is a consumer intelligence company which unveiled the insights from the India Consumer Sentiment Index, revealing the key trends in consumer behavior. Additionally, it said that the festive spirit seems to be in full swing, with 55% of respondents planning to prioritize spending on festive delights, from food and groceries to clothing and accessories. According to the survey, spending on essentials like personal care and household items have increased for 43% of families. Meanwhile, L&T Construction on Tuesday announced that its water and effluent treatment business has secured an engineering procurement and construction order from the Public Health Engineering Department, Rajasthan, to construct a water supply project for 648 villages of the district of Chittorgarh from the Chambal River under the Jal Jeevan Mission, the company said in a regulatory filing. The project, L&T added, also includes automation and SCADA work, including operation and maintenance for 10 years. Further, the business has also secured an order from the Guwahati Water Supply and Sewerage Board, Assam, for construction and commissioning of balance works of 107 MLD capacity South Guwahati West Water Supply Project. Moving on, sizable capacity additions over the past two fiscals and the resultant oversupply will beat down profitability of Indian flexible packaging industry to a decade low of around 8% this fiscal, said a report by CRISIL Ratings. Additionally, it said the weakness in export demand will contribute to the dent in profitability. Revenue too will decline 3-5% as realizations remain subdued due to the supply glut. CRISIL Ratings analysis of eight large flexible packaging players said, quote, "The credit risk profiles of manufacturers will remain under pressure till an expected recovery in operating performance kicks in towards the end of the fiscal," unquote. The industry, it said, has historically seen cycles of chunky capacity addition and oversupply. Next up, Money Matters. FIBE, formerly known as Early Salary, and Axis Bank have partnered to launch India's first ever numberless credit card for tech-savvy Gen Zs. With a numberless credit card, customers get an added level of security as there is no card number, expiry date or CVV printed on the card plastic. This reduces the risk of identity theft or unauthorized access to customers' card details, ensuring absolute security and privacy. Customers can easily access their FIBE Axis Bank credit card details on the FIBE app, giving them complete control over their information. The co-branded credit card offers features like cashback of flat 3% on online food delivery against all restaurant aggregators, local commute on leading ride-hailing apps, and entertainment on online ticketing platforms. India's crude steel production rose 14.7% to 69.65 million ton during April-September period of 2023-24 fiscal year, according to Steel Mint India. The steel output in the year-ago period was 61.06 MT, the market research firm said. The increase in production was mainly on account of improved capacity utilization rates, coupled with the ramping up of capacities by key Indian steel players, it said. According to Steel Mint, these factors will continue to support the growth in production in the second half of the ongoing fiscal as well. The domestic consumption of finished steel also rose 14.77% to 63.99 MT from 55.75 MT in the six-month period a year ago. During the period, the country saw exports shrinking 10.25% to 3.23 MT. Lastly, the share market. Benchmark indices ended higher on October 10th with Nifty around 19,700 amid buying across the sectors. At close, the Sensex was up 566.97 points or 0.87% at 66,079.36 and the Nifty was up 177.50 points or 0.91% at 19,689.80. About 2,481 shares advanced, 1,052 shares declined, and 135 shares unchanged. Coal India, Bharti Airtel, Adani Ports, Hindalco Industries, and Adani Enterprises are among the top gainers on the Nifty, while losers were IndusInd Bank, Cipla, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, TCS, and Asian Paints. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.